Okay, in this hour, we'll take your phone calls with Char Margolis, and all she wants from you is just to chat for a little bit, and then she'll basically give you a reading, then you'll have your question, and I've got to limit the calls to about a minute and a half each because we've just got way too many. Welcome back. Char Margolis with us. Questions from Earth, Answers from Heaven. Char, where do people get your book?
You can actually get it at char.net. Or Amazon.
Amazon's got everything, don't they? It's amazing.
Yeah. I remember when we tried to get it on, we talked, because the book is, that's my very first book. I have other books since then. But we must have talked to the guy who's done so well, I forgot his name, because it was just when they were starting and we got it on there.
Jeff Bezos. Do you talk to him when he was starting it?
Yeah, because it was the very beginnings of Amazon.
It was just a book internet company at the time.
Yeah, it was the very, very beginnings.
Yeah, that is something, how it's grown. Boy, all right, as a psychic, did you buy stock in Amazon then?
I didn't, but I don't buy any stock. I don't like stocks. I don't believe in stocks, so.
Interesting take. What are you feeling about the direction of this planet these days? I mean, are we going to be okay?
Well, I think it can go one of two ways. It can go great, or it can go worse. But I do feel that, you know, in 1999, I did a pay-per-view special with actually Stuart Krasnow, who sends his regards.
Oh, I love Stu. Great guy.
He respects you, and he's my best friend. But anyway, in the pay-per-view special, I said in the new millennium, it was 1999, and it was called Char Psychic for the New Millennium. And I said, in the new millennium, what we have to worry about is terrorist attacks in our country, and our government better shape up the airport. And I am worried about chemical or biological stuff happening. And so I do feel that there's hope for our planet, but people have to, it's by our actions and what we do, and we really need to take a turn on the way our attitude and the way we do things, because it there will definitely be some more terrorist attacks, but I do feel that I feel like there's going to be a rebirth in one day. And I also feel like the female energy is going to be the thing that brings our planet back to healing in time. And not just because I'm a woman, but, and I don't even know that it'll be in my lifetime, but even though this thing, I don't know if you saw Wonder Woman, but.
No, I haven't seen that, but man, is it making money. Wow.
It's really, really good. And I do feel like the feminine energy, like the goddesses, are going to be the thing that helps turn the planet around one day.
Well, you know, I wanted to ask you, too, generally, who's more psychically inclined, a man or a woman?
Well, I feel that men are as psychic as women, but men have been told not to feel and not to be sensitive. And when you're a psychic, you're sensitive. But I have found men to be as psychic as women. It's just that they've been told they can't be, they can't have feelings.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I don't know, some men are very psychic. Very. I mean, you know, talk about successful people, and they're you know, going with their gut feeling.
Oh, yeah. Great business people. You have to be intuitive to be a good business person.
Exactly.
All right. Let's go to the phones, and let's give it a try here. Let's go to Laura in Cincinnati on the wild card line. Laura, hello there. You're on with Char Margolis.
Hi. Thank you.
Sure thing. Go ahead, Char.
Hi, Laura. Okay, Laura, just say yes or no to me, okay? And be open-minded about everybody.
Okay.
Are you ready? Okay. Uh-huh. I'm seeing a J or M initial person around you. Do you have family that's a J or an M?
Yes.
Is it a J or M?
J.
A J? Is that a male J?
Male, yes.
Is it spelled J-O?
Yes.
Like John or Joseph?
John.
Is he deceased?
Yes.
Is this your husband or your brother? Who is this?
My father.
Your father. Okay, I wasn't sure who this was. I feel like his spirit's around you. And who smoked? You don't smoke, do you?
Yes, I do.
He's wanting to tell you that you may have some issues because of smoking, like side effects. Have you had any issues with emphysema or anything like this?
Yeah, I have emphysema.
Okay. Yeah, I'm so sorry. I understand that it's hard to break a habit.
It is.
All I'm saying is that the more you keep smoking, obviously, and this is the common sense part, the more this emphysema is going to get worse. And I suggest you either go to someone that does hypnosis or maybe the gum or something, because you're going to be walking around with one of those oxygen things. Are you doing that yet?
I don't want that at all.
No, not yet.
We're going to limit you to the time. Here we go.
If you can do it right now, I feel like you can prevent a lot of problems from happening. So be diligent. Your dad wants you well.
You do believe in reincarnation, Char, don't you?
I do believe in reincarnation.
I do, too. How soon does the soul reincarnate after they've left other body?
I think it depends on who the soul is and what the spirit is. And so I feel like we keep coming back till we get it right. And I feel if somebody's prejudiced against something, they usually come back as that thing that they're prejudiced against.
Next up, we have Chip in Mesa, Arizona. Welcome to the program, Chip. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi,
hey,
Chipper.
Hi. Hi. It's an honor and privilege to be talking to both of you. I've been a listener for years, and this is the first time I've gotten through. I was so stunned
Super.
When I got through that my memory was gone. So
there's got to be a reason for it.
Yes.
Yeah, well,
so thank you.
It's my honor and my pleasure. That's an A or an M initial? Did you have somebody deceased that's an A or an M?
No.
Or a middle name? Is there like a Marie or a Michael?
Michael.
Or a Mary? Michael?
Yes.
Who is he deceased?
Yes. He's an uncle.
He's an uncle. Okay. I feel like sometimes it's just a squeaky wheel that gets the grease. And who else is Charles or Chris?
That name doesn't ring a bell. Would it be possibly Carol?
Carol, maybe. Is that your mom?
Yes.
And is she deceased?
Yes.
Okay, I feel like her spirit's around you. Yeah, I sometimes get mixed up with the sounds because I hear phonetically, but Carol would make sense because I kept seeing a C. So
yes.
Are you in her home or do you have her things?
No, I do not.
Okay.
I don't.
Okay. Was there an argument about her things or?
Vaguely, a few years ago, but the argument came from
30 seconds
with your sibling.
No.
Okay. I'm confused about this. All I know is that she's watching over you and whatever that the confusion was, she knows that you did the right thing.
All right, Chip. Thanks. I sadly have to put people on a time limit. You'll hear this. This will be the 30-second thing, all right? When you hear this,
no problem.
That's 30 seconds.
Okay, no problem. Let's keep going.
And you keep with all, because they just keep flying in. Susan's in Sacramento, California. Welcome to the program. Hi, Susan.
Hi.
Gotcha. Go ahead.
How are you?
Hi, Susan. Is there somebody, I'm seeing somebody who's an R or B initial.
Turn your radio down, Suze.
I don't even have it on. Oh, maybe my TV. Let me turn that off. Okay. An R?
Yeah, is there a Robert or Richard around you? And the other thing I'm getting is an M or A.
God,
who's Ann or Anna or?
Oh, Ann. I have a friend that's Ann, but she's still alive.
She's living. Okay. I don't know. Did you talk to her today or yesterday?
No, last week.
Last week. Okay. Are you supposed to get together with her?
No, she moved to North Carolina. She's alone over there.
Okay, but is
she in her 80s?
Okay, all I know is I don't know why her energy is around you, and I feel like you're going to be connecting with her again. And who is James or Joseph around you?
Or I have a cousin that's named James, but he's not really around me. I have an uncle that passed away, was named James. His father was James or Jim.
I think his energy's around you. Did he work with his hands, this man?
Yeah, he had a forklift business.
Yeah. I feel like his energy's around you, but I also feel your mom is deceased, right?
Nope. My mom is very well alive.
Oh, your mom's alive. Okay, then is his mom deceased? Because I think I'm hearing.
Yes, that's my grandmother.
Yeah, I feel like he's with his mom.
Yes, I agree. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I feel like there's an E or L or E or F.
How about a G for a Gene?
Mm-hmm.
A real good friend of mine passed away.
I don't know. But are you trying to...
Gotta call it. Time's up.
Oh, okay.
I know. I got to be tough with you on these calls.
Yeah, it's hard because once I finally get into it, it's harder. Okay, but go on.
When tell me where you're headed when you talk to these people about specifically their dead family members or friends. Where are you headed with that?
It's like I hear phonetically, so I get thoughts in my head, and I just interpret who's around and what's going on. But then they have a lot to talk about. See, that's why my readings are like an hour or a half hour.
Right.
You know, because there's so much more to convey and to give. But that's okay. At least she knows her uncle's around, and he's with his mother, which is her grandmother.
If you sense danger, let's say somebody from the other side says, you know, she's going to be killed in a car accident. Do you tell them that?
Yeah. Or I tell them to be careful to prevent it. This work is used to prevent problems and attain goals. But see, my thing is, my thing is getting names and stuff to know that I'm connected with them. Once I feel connected, then I can tell them something.
So if you were giving a reading to let's say the guy in North Korea, Kim Jong-un, the whack job, what would you be saying to him?
Oh, he would, first of all, he'd never connect with me. He would never listen to me. And
would you pick up his dead father, who also ran North Korea before
I would probably try to, they would probably give me information to try to scare him to shape up.
Or the fate would get him or something.
Well, karma's a bitch.
Can't say that.
What goes around comes around. I mean, it's true. It, no matter what, karma will happen in life. That's why making choices, free will, is so important, and to do it with a clear conscience.
Let's go to Julie in Wisconsin with the time we've got. Julie, go ahead.
Yes, thank you so much. I'm deeply grateful.
Thank you.
Hi, Julie. Now, I kept getting earlier somebody, Robert or Richard. That's not with you, is it?
Robert, my Uncle Bob.
Your Uncle Bob, and he's deceased?
Yes.
Okay, and are you thinking about changing your home, or did someone move around you?
My mother just sold the farm that my Uncle Bob lived at.
Okay, so she just sold it, and did she move to another place yet?
No, she lived in her own place, and then the farm was her separate inheritance, and it just
Okay, but they sold it. Okay, I tell her he's grateful that she took care of everything for him. And he's saying that there was confusion with legal papers, or there was confusion with the place because it needed work.
Yeah, some cleaning up, but there was just some ugly stuff with some of the family not wanting it sold, so it was very difficult for her.
And did they fight over the money?
They are in the process, and at one point they stopped the sale, but she did go forward with it.
Well, your uncle is happy your mom did it, and your mom needs to fight for what is rightfully hers. And an attorney is going to have to figure this one out. But there's some people, greedy people there you can't trust, and there's a J.
Those family fight matters aren't easy at all. Why do they always fight over money, Char?
I don't know. You know, money is energy, and, you know, it is the root of all evil. I mean, we all need it so we can survive and live, but it's not what's important because, you know, I knew two very wealthy, wealthy men, multimillionaire, probably billionaire. And one of them had a brain tumor and no money in the world could fix him. The other one had a lung transplant and it only lasted for 2 years. And all the money, all that money they had, nothing could save them. But the love that they had for their family and the love that they had for that they carried over to the spirit world, that's what matters. That's what we take with us.
When somebody is reincarnated, will they have a better life than they had? Does it keep getting better, or do they go back sometimes?
I honestly don't have all those answers, but it's all about the lessons. Life is a school. We're here to learn lessons. When we go to the spirit world, it's also a way to learn lessons. And then we come back, we choose our parents.
I heard that we have that choice.
We do. And some people, well, why would I choose this, you know, this person if they were mean or abusive or whatever? But we choose them because it's our lessons. Life is our school. And the thing that people need to realize is that the world runs like a battery. There's always going to be a positive and negative charge. There's always going to be positive and negative. And I think that's where the saying came, it's better to know the devil you know than the devil you don't know.
Well, if we pick our parents, I did a great job on that. It's probably one of the great things I've done in my life. Good job, George. Huh?
Job. Really good job.
Char, stay with us. We're going to come back in a moment here on Coast to Coast AM and take some final phone calls. Her website, char.net, linked up at coasttocoastam.com, and her book is called Questions from Earth, Answers from Heaven, and we will come back and try to take as many calls as we can on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back. Char Margolis with us, Questions from Earth, Answers from Heaven. Do we get these answers from heaven, Char? Are they there for us?
Yes. I really, truly believe that we have guardian angels and spirit guides that guide us when we listen, and that they do God's work. And it's just that a lot of people don't have faith. And so if you don't have faith, you know, positive energy attracts positive energy and brings positive results, and negative attracts negative and brings negative results. And you have to realize there are trickster energies in the spirit world that don't want people to be healed, that don't want good for it to happen. That's why prayer is so important. That's why I always say a prayer protection before I do any readings with every single client for 44 years.
There are good psychics. There are bad psychics. You probably have run into both.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's the same as any profession. There's good and bad priests. There are priests that molest people.
Yep.
There's good and bad doctors. There's positive and, you know, good and honorable and dishonorable lawyers. I mean, you're gonna find good and bad in everything. And there are some really good psychics out there. But my greatest advice is to learn to listen to your own intuition. because the future changes at any moment because of someone else's choice or decision. So we need to be in sync with our intuition to, if a drunk person decides to go out driving and you're thinking, oh, I'm going to go to the 7-Eleven, and you go in the car and something says, you know, go this other way, and it's the roundabout way, and you go, I wonder why I'm doing that, do it. And then you find out that there was an accident on the other road.
That's right. What has been for you, Char, the most heart-wrenching episode of your career that you've had to handle?
I think the hardest thing is when people lose their children. And it just isn't right for a child to pass away before their parents. And
no.
I feel like that is a really difficult, it's hard to lose anybody. And even when you believe in a spirit world, it's hard to lose anybody we love because we're used to having them on the earth and we want to hug them and hold their hand and be with them.
That's a parent's biggest nightmare, something like that happened.
Exactly. And so I've worked with a lot of people who have lost their children, and they might call once a year and we have a reunion.
Do you ever,
it's an honor.
Do you ever get to the point where these spirits wake you up, you know, out of a dead sleep? I shouldn't say
no. I'm very balanced, and I really do a lot of protection and meditation, and I send the negative back to where it came from. And I, you know, and the other thing is that even if somebody means well as a psychic, they might be kind of like a walking Ouija board. They might,
yeah.
A Ouija board will tell you 9 things that are really truth. And then the 10th thing it'll tell a kid is to build a bomb and blow up your school. I mean, you have to be really careful because my biggest thing is even if somebody's grandmother's telling me something, I always measure it with the highest energy of goodness, love, and God.
Sure. Well, how do you know you're not tricked by some kind of evil spirit or demon or something like that?
That's the thing that people have to be very, very careful of. And I'm very, very careful about that.
That's a real possibility, isn't it?
It's possible for anybody. Anybody can be vulnerable.
All right, to the phones we go again.
But because I'm aware of it, I'm very diligent about not allowing that in my world. I don't allow that energy around me.
That's good. Let's go to Skype caller Margarita in Switzerland. Hey, Margarita, go ahead. Hi there. Go ahead,
Char. Hi, Margarita. Hi, Char. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. This is just amazing. I'm calling from Switzerland. It's 10:30 in the morning. And I just thought, let's listen to the app.
I want to know if there's someone named Jan or Johan.
Living or...
Either.
Living or dead.
Oh, well, there is something similar. There's a junior.
Junior, who is this?
That's my husband.
Junior is her husband.
Okay,
yes,
and is he changing something with his work?
He has some issues at work, yes.
Yeah, I feel like there's going to be a change around him with his work or bosses.
Oh, I see.
Did they change bosses around him?
No, they're not changing, but kind of a pain.
I feel like there's some kind of change around work. And who else is an M, like a Mary, Marie, Margaret?
My mom, she's Margarita, too.
Margarita, and she's living, right?
Yes, she's living.
Yeah, is she in another place? Does she live somewhere else?
Yes, she's in Spain, yes. I'm calling from Switzerland, actually.
Yeah, yeah, I know. And are you supposed to be visiting with your mom soon?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, I see a trip and I see it is safe. And I feel like you're worried about something with her, but I feel like she's okay.
Yes, yes, because she's lonely there, but she has a lot of power.
30 seconds, Char.
Okay.
Yes. I was actually wondering if you see something from my dad. He passed away in 2011, and I did not have a chance to say bye.
Hmm. Well, you know, they usually understand that. People usually understand that if it's in your heart, they feel your energy and they feel your feelings. So you should never really feel guilt about that.
Char, if a person reincarnates, and thanks, Margarita, I appreciate you calling from Switzerland.
Thank you, Margarita.
But if a person reincarnates, does that mean that the spirit is gone and you can never contact them?
No, this is what happens. From what I understand, we live a lifetime and our spirit goes to our soul. And then let's say you're a caveman, you knock your wife over the head and the kids go starving. And so when you die, the caveman goes to the spirit, goes to the soul, and then they reincarnate somebody else. And maybe it's a monk, and maybe that monk does a bunch of great things, but then they do one bad thing. And so when we go to, then the monk dies and goes to the soul where the caveman is and where the monk is. And then we judge ourselves in God's eyes. So he goes, well, I didn't do such a good job this time again. So then maybe a woman comes out, and maybe this woman, you know, the third reincarnation for that soul is maybe that woman is, it has lives her life dedicated to her child, and maybe her child ends up, you know, finding a cure for some rare disease or AIDS or cancer or something. But maybe she never had a chance to really have a real love in her life. And it's something she never really had an opportunity to do. So when she passes over, she's reincarnated. And then the next lifetime, she'll have a chance to really feel love, true love with a partner. And then we keep being reincarnated till we end up, what I call it, the right hand of God, or in that oneness of goodness.
Let's go to Chris now, Raleigh, North Carolina, and you give us a little reading for him. Go ahead, Chris. Hi.
Hey.
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
Hi, Chris. Where are you
on the phone?
Pardon?
It's good to be on the phone with you.
Oh, thank you. It's my pleasure. I'm getting an M, somebody with an M.
No, it's only be my mom.
Is she M-A-R?
No, just my mom.
Is she spelled M-A-R like a Mary or Margaret or Marie?
Nope.
But she starts with M.
No, her name is Karen.
You're picking up Margarita from the last call.
No. You cannot produce your own reading. Who around you is an M? Was your grandmother?
My brother.
Your brother? Is he M-A?
M-A, yeah, Mark.
M.A. Mark?
Yes.
And he's living?
Yes.
Okay. And are you close with him?
Not right now, kind of.
Okay. Was there an argument about your mom when she passed?
Yeah. Sort of.
Okay.
Yes.
And did she have cancer?
Yeah, she had cancer three times.
Yeah. Okay. Number one, she wants the boys to make sure that if there's anything that's related to cancer in their bodies, like just to not ignore their, if there's a health issue, to acknowledge it. I'm not saying you're going to get it, but, you know, it's common sense, genetic.
Right.
And she's saying that your brother, she understands why you don't talk to your brother, because he did something very selfish. Is that true?
I'm not sure selfish, but he was mean to me. He was rude.
Yeah. Yeah, and she's saying it's okay if you're not that close to him, because you deserve to have pure love around you, and she watches over you.
Thank you.
There you
you're
go.
You're welcome.
Hope that works out for you. Most people want to find out, I guess, if their departed ones are okay.
The mother was telling me about the MAR person, which was Mark, who's mean to him and who's not. Just because it's family, it doesn't mean you have to stay friendly with them.
Do those on the other side try to interfere, even if they're gone?
Sometimes they interfere, and sometimes they give you peace of mind. Sometimes they say, you know what, I don't care if it's your brother. If he's mean, don't be with him.
How do you describe hauntings?
Hauntings? Well, a lot of sometimes somebody will die or in a tragic death, and they just never go to the white light, so they stay in the place where they died, and they kind of like the guy in Ghost who was on the train or the subway.
Oh, in the movie, that's right. And he didn't even know he was dead, did he?
Right, he didn't know he was dead. But then usually if there's many times when there's hauntings, it's a tragic ending and they don't go to the white light. Now, there are some spirits who go to the white light and come back to the place that they love to be, and they visit there a lot. So there's different levels. There's different kinds. It's kind of like being functional or dysfunctional spirit, just like people are dysfunctional.
Let's go to Kim in Vancouver, British Columbia, International Line. Kim, go ahead. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm grateful for this blessing.
You got it. Go ahead, Char.
So sweet.
And you are beyond charming. Whatever that guy said, he was totally a little under, but beyond charming.
Okay. Kim. Okay, yeah. Kim, is there, I'm getting a B or J initial around you.
I'm thinking Jim, a person who I was with that commits suicide.
Oh, geez.
Okay,
sorry.
Jim. Okay. Yeah, don't say name, but that's okay. That's the J I'm getting. I'm feeling he wants you to know he's getting help on the other side, and he's saying that did you feel guilty because you couldn't stop him?
Oh, that's the obvious thing I think everybody feels, but yeah, that was...
Yeah, but so he's saying no one could have stopped him.
Yes, I realize that now, yeah.
Yeah, and that he's grateful for your prayers, and I feel like he's finding a balance. Why is he showing me a school? He's showing me a school. So
because he was running a food bank after he was almost killed 8 times, car accidents, drinking and all that stuff. He became a coordinator for food bank and did good things. He thought that God kept him alive because he should have been dead. To do.
Yeah, but I he's showing me a school, so it says to me that he's probably getting help in a school on the other side, and
right,
and
yes,
probably is getting healed. And but I feel like he's grateful for your prayers. What people don't understand is that it's important for us to pray for those in the spirit world, just as it's important for us to pray for people living.
Do they miss living?
I feel like they can miss being with people they love. And I think that some people miss eating.
Eating?
Yep.
Why?
Because they don't have taste buds. they're in an energy that's different than our, it's an energy form that they don't have the human body.
I mean, but they really, on the other side, miss some of those kinds of pleasures, eating?
I feel like, yeah, and I feel like that they can sometimes be, like, people, they can vicariously eat through somebody they love, or, you know, be with somebody
wow.
they love. But it's different because it's an energy form on the other side. We're energy. We're not, like, there's not a physical body.
Wow. Well, Char, thanks for being on the program. We're going to pass your name to the folks who put the Contact in the Desert together.
That's so, so kind of you. If I would love you to be on Char Vision. If you ever are in L.A. and you would do that, I would be honored.
I'm in L.A. quite a bit. But good luck with the book, Questions from Earth, Answers from Heaven. Char Margolis, the psychic, right here on Coast to Coast AM. Great programs for you in store for the rest of the week, so you stick with us on Coast to Coast AM. For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Laudasaur, Stephanie Smith, Chris Boros, and George Knapp, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.